Transmission.
Oi, oi, oi. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And as I speak, I'm sitting down into my bathtub that is filling up with hot water. Oh, yeah. And now I just need to figure out what position I need to be in here. Okay, this is gonna be good enough. I've also got a cup of tea here. It's kinda hot though. Oh yeah, hot, 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 hot. So we're gonna put that aside for a minute. Oh, yeah, okay. So here I am. When I woke up this morning, a mere hour ago, my back was a little bit better, actually kind of a lot better, and I actually slept pretty good, all things considered, but I still got a little bit of a problem with my back, and so that's why we're in the bathtub. Hoping to fully relax my back, because I do have some weird stuff that I need to do today. I need to go out and be functional. Oh, I can't put my leg up like that. Wow, that was painful. Yeah, that's not so good. Ow. So yeah, now I'm wondering, is the bath helping me or is it hurting me? I do not know at this point. Oh, yeah. So let's try to sit here like this. Is this working? Maybe. Right, so immediately after this show ends, I have to run over to my parents' house and help them with their new PA system. Apparently, last week or sometime, my parents bought a new sound system because their previous sound system was basically too heavy. My parents have a band and therefore require a sound system. But as you know, a sound system, or a PA, as I will refer to it, consists of many speakers that are very heavy and amplifiers that are very heavy and mixing boards which aren't quite as heavy but still can be pretty heavy. And my parents, they just don't feel like carrying around super heavy equipment. And I don't blame them. I'm a generation younger than they are, and I don't want to carry around any heavy equipment. So apparently, my parents have purchased another sound system, one that is smaller and lighter than what they previously had. Now, I don't know what they bought. I've got no idea of configuration or even brand names or anything. But I got an email the other day from my dad saying, yeah, come over here. When the new cables come in, my dad had to order some special cables for this. When the cables come in, you need to come over here and we'll test it out. Let's turn off the water here. And so apparently yesterday, the specialized cables came in. And so today will be some sound system testing. I'm sure they've got a couple of configurations that they need to figure out. And being as my parents are acoustic instrument players, things like PA systems and electronic equipment don't quite fall into their milieu. And as such, I have been requested to assist, and I will do that. So, once we get done with this, I'll go over there and plug in a bunch of stuff and do a bunch of testing. Just to make sure, you know, my parents know how to hook everything up properly and get sound out of it, most importantly. So that'll be fun. I do like to play with equipment. But my back is a little bit messed up. Now, luckily, this is a smaller and lighter PA system, so maybe it won't have any detrimental effects on my back. And I don't think it will. Besides, my back is pretty good. Maybe I'll just wear my brace while I'm over there. That'll help. When I got up this morning, I put my brace on just to make sure nothing got any worse than it was. And I took another handful of pills, a bunch of ibuprofen and a bunch of acetaminophen. And when did I take that? I don't remember, but I think it's kicking in because between the pills and the bathtub, I think I'm feeling a little bit better than I did an hour ago. So that's good news. Hooray! Oh. Yeah, stretching my legs all the way out is a little bit weird, though. Anywho. Yeah, I think it's warm today. Why do I think it's warm today? Well, because when I woke up, I was sweating a little bit. And I don't know if that was because of the low-level pain or if it was because it's warm. And I looked outside and it was nice and sunny. It was a little bit breezy though. It looked a little bit too windy to go outside with a microphone. So I thought, well, we gotta get into the bathtub anyway. So here we are. Oh. There is a feeling of relief that is washing over me, and that relief is the lack of back pain. Yesterday, all day, I was messed up. And then around, I don't know what time it was. Probably around 11 o'clock or midnight, I started feeling a little bit better. By the time 3 a.m. rolled around, I was not feeling horrible. And I managed to take the back brace off and actually go to sleep. And I actually slept pretty good. I didn't wake up until 9:30. And that was pretty decent sleep. Then I just laid around on the floor for a little while trying to go back to sleep. But, you know, the pain in my back was just enough to sort of prevent that. And then my cat got up, who was sleeping right next to my head, and she decided that she wanted to play for a while and claw at the carpet and then jump up and look out the window and then do all this crazy kitty stuff and then walk on me and then, you know, just doing cat stuff. And so, you know, that didn't help my sleeping any. Oh, and then I rolled over and took a look at the TV and it was on TCM and Audrey Hepburn was a nun. Been a lot of Audrey Hepburn on in the last 24 hours. The nun story was on TCM, and last night when I was going to sleep, My Fair Lady was on. And yesterday on another channel, Sabrina was on. Oh, ow, that one hurt. So there's been a lot of Audrey Hepburn on TV lately. Which is fine. I like her. For the most part. I think my favorite Audrey Hepburn movie is probably Wait Until Dark. I like that one. Anyway, I'm going to try this tea again. This tea is still pretty steamy. A lot of steam coming off this tea. Ooh, it is hot. It is hot, but it is good. Oh, yeah. So I sit here in the bathtub, and I'm kind of wondering where my cat is. My cat was following me around before I came up in here, and she usually likes to see what I'm doing when I'm up in here. Where's my cat? Where is Pippa? Oh. Yeah, so I, oh. I got an email from Booper this morning. Actually, I got two emails from Booper. And they were both about marmots. He found another place in Colorado for spotting marmots. And apparently it's such a known marmot place that all the locals know all about it, too. And he said two things. He was reading Reddit, and some guy posted a video of two marmots fighting. And he said, oh, and it looks like sumo wrestling. And yeah, I've actually come across this before. I've managed to get 3 minutes of video of baby marmots playing. And, you know, they play fight. And it's essentially sumo. They both kind of run up to each other. They face each other. Then they go up on their hind legs and they try to push each other over with their front legs. And it's absolutely hilarious to watch because it looks exactly like sumo, because they sit there and they push and paw and try to shove the guy over. It's hilarious. And then the other thing that baby marmots like to do is they try to bite each other on the butt. If a baby marmot turns around, look out. Because that guy that was in front of you, he will bite you in the butt. And it's funny to watch. I've got like 3 minutes of this. And it was a video that I recorded about, I don't know, it's been about 3 years now. And I got it at the OPPD Arboretum when they had some babies in that den that's close to the path in Marmot Alley. That's what we should have done. We should have gone to OPPD today. And one day I had my video camera with me on a tripod. No, now that I think about it, I remember that I saw babies there the day before, and I thought, I'm going to go back and try to videotape some babies. Well, not videotape. It is, in fact, a digital camera. But I went with a camera on a tripod, and I set up in front of a den, and eventually the babies came out, and I got some hilarious, hilarious baby marmot sumo footage. Always funny. And Booper was eating in a restaurant near this marmot sanctuary, or this marmot place. And he was talking to the waitress, who was also familiar with marmots, and she said that she used to call them mountain beavers when she was a kid. And that didn't strike me as being very unusual either, because, excuse me, I've heard other people refer to them as mountain beavers, or even turbo mountain beavers, because, you know, they're so much faster than beavers. And this is coming from somebody who was in Seattle when this went down. And you know, on Mount Olympus, they have a species of marmot there that is found nowhere else, the Olympic marmot. And so I actually had a friend who has seen Olympic marmots. That's great. I've only seen two species of marmots. Marmota monax, which lives around here and everywhere else. That's probably the most common marmot in North America. And I have seen yellow-bellied marmots, which actually sort of look red. I've seen them in Utah. And that's what you find in the Rocky Mountains, or the yellow bellies, the Marmota flaviventris. And so there are marmots everywhere. And someday I will go to the Pacific Northwest, because they have two special marmots out there. On Vancouver Island, there is the Vancouver marmot. And on Mount Olympus, there is the Olympic marmot. So, if you or someone you know lives in the Seattle area, tell them to go out and find some marmots, because they have some rare, rare marmots in that little neck of the woods. Yeah. Oh, good tea. So delicious. Oh, yeah. So it will be marmot season here very soon. In fact, I'm kind of wondering if I went out today, would I be able to find some marmots? We've had a number of days now. I'm trying to think. Maybe, I don't know. We've had a few days, at least, of above freezing temperatures. And I know we've had a couple of nights of above freezing temperatures, too. So all the snow is gone again. And it was pretty wet for a couple of days. There were some big standing puddles in my backyard. But they have receded. And we're sort of back to normal. And I'm wondering if there's any marmots out today. I wonder if there's any marmot action going on. There could be. And marmots are not true hibernators. They do not, you know, sleep for months on end like some bears do. And so I'm thinking, today's a nice day. It's warm. It's sunny. Are marmots going to be out? I don't know. They could be. And now I'm thinking, geez, I wonder if I can go to OPPD and look for marmots today before I have to go over and help my parents with their PA system. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have enough time. How can I squeeze this in? I don't think it's going to work. Maybe I'll have to do it tomorrow. I don't know. So, anywho, yeah, it's not going to be a marmot-y day today. No marmots for Tobe today, but that will be soon. Soon there will be plenty of marmots to be seen everywhere. So I'm pretty excited about that. I like marmots. I think they are my spirit animal. You know, I'm not a person to have spirit animals or anything like that. But I heard that last night. Somebody, I was watching TV, somebody said, oh, blah, blah, blah is my spirit animal. And I started wondering, oh, I wonder if I have a spirit animal. What animal would be my spirit animal? You know, and I was thinking, that's kind of a dumb question. Obviously, it's marmot. Marmots are medicine animals. And so they make perfectly good spirit animals, too. I do like marmots. Yay, yay, yay. But no marmots today. Today is help my parents with their sound system and test it out. So I'll go over to their house and we'll probably set up the PA in their living room. And, you know, plug everything in and then make sure my parents understand what gets plugged into where and all that kind of stuff. And I suspect there might be some color coding going on using colorful tape. You know, just to make it foolproof. Oh, yeah. So that'll be fun. And then what will be even more funner is after that, in the email, my dad said, come over and help us with the PA, and then we'll go to Romeo's for dinner. And that will be fun. and I will eat some enchiladas. You've heard me talk about Romeos before, and I shouldn't mention their name, but I kind of have to. I wish Romeos would compensate me for mentioning them on my show. Promotional consideration paid for by Romeo's Mexican Food and Pizza. That's right. It's a Mexican restaurant that also makes pizza. But they don't make, you know, Mexican pizza. It's just regular, ostensibly Italian pizza. So it's kind of two restaurants in one. Although I've never had the pizza there. I usually stick with their fried tacos or their enchiladas. What do I want to eat tonight? Maybe I will have enchiladas. Maybe I will have tacos. Maybe I will have a taco and an enchilada. That sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a good plan for me. I'm kind of hungry already. That's not good. I just ate breakfast not too long ago. Can't get hungry now. Oh boy. So anyway, this water is cooling down a little bit. There's been some heat entropy. Where did all the heat go? I think all the heat got attracted by gravity and it has left my bathwater. So I'm going to add some more hot water here. See if I can reach it with my toes. Yes, I can. Does that hurt my back a little bit? Yes, it does. Should I be doing this? No, I shouldn't. But there we go. With the hot water again. Oh, yeah. Get that on my back. Move that back here. What I really need is a jacuzzi. Oh, boy. But where would I put it? Oh, yeah. So I'm sitting here in the bathtub, and I'm not reading my book because I finished it yesterday. And I don't know what I'm going to read now. What should I read next? I don't have any idea. But I should probably find something to read on my bookshelf and start reading it. Well, not now, but, you know. Later tonight, when I don't have anything else to do, after I get back from Romeo's Mexican Food and Pizza. But Nacho Typical Restaurant. Yes, that's their advertising tagline. Nacho Typical Restaurant. Get it? Yeah, that's pretty clever. Perhaps you can detect a note of sarcasm in my voice. Oh. Oh, it must be really windy. I can hear wind from where I'm sitting, which is in my bathroom, which is upstairs and completely enclosed, an entirely interior room. And I can hear the wind blowing through the vent. Jeez, that's crazy. So yeah, I guess it's a good thing that we're not out today. Otherwise, we'd just be listening to wind noise instead of all the fascinating commentary that comes out of my mouth. And all the fascinating tea that goes into my mouth. Oh, it's so delicious. A good tea. Well, this is the Dubious Goals Committee. And so we have to have some mention of football. What's happening in football today? I don't know. There's some Bundesliga games today. I haven't even checked to see which ones are going to be on. And yesterday, I watched a little bit of the She Believes Cup. Oh, just the name of it is trying to repel me. The She Believes cup is some sort of invitational, friendly little mini tournament. I think there's like four teams in it. I don't remember exactly. This is for women's national teams. And so I saw the United States team playing Germany. And I decided to watch it for a few minutes only because I wanted to see Tobin Heath. And so I watched it for a little while and I didn't see Tobin Heath. And then I decided to watch something else. I don't even think anything else was on, but I could not pay any attention to the game. It was very windy. It was so windy that just placing the ball on the ground, you could watch it then move, being blown by the wind. It was not good. Not good conditions. And I don't know how the game turned out. It was 1-0 United States when I started watching it. Did Germany tie it up while I was watching? Yeah. While I was watching, oh, this really cute German girl had a little baby face. She scored a header or something. She got a goal. So it was like 1-1. I was wondering how it turned out. But I really wasn't watching it for the football. I was really looking for Tobin Heath, my favorite American football player. Yeah, I was just thinking, is that true? Yeah. She is my favorite American player, regardless of gender. And why do I like her so much? One, because she's a badass. And I've seen her take chicks out. It's so awesome. Oh. Tobin Heath never hesitates to put a bitch on her back. And that's impressive, because one of the things that I don't like about women's football is it's a little bit too polite. It's like, oh, you have the ball, I won't steal it away from you. No, this is football. You're supposed to be going after the ball, girly. And that's what I like about Tobin Heath. She's a madman. She's a mad woman. She's a mad chick. She will drop a bitch, and it makes me laugh every time just because it seems so incongruous. Plus, I like her because she's kind of cute and her name is Tobe. Oh, I love people named Tobe. There's just not enough people named Tobe, or there might be just exactly the right amount. I mean, we wouldn't want to flood the world with too much Tobeness, but would that really be too terrible of a result? I don't know. Good tea, but it's getting time to make more. Yeah, so I gotta make some more tea. I don't think I'm gonna have time to make more tea before I have to go over and start playing sound engineer. So I've got to start thinking about getting out of this bathtub because it's almost time for me to leave. Oh. I'm kind of not looking forward to standing up because I'm afraid it might mess up my back, but let's try it anyway. Okay, so far so good. And yes, I am up. I am standing up and it didn't hurt. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Standing Up in the Bathtub Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Oh boy. Tune in tomorrow to see if my back is even better, and who knows what else we'll find. I'm out of here. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。This is DJ クーマタ。 Welcome